Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God is good. What an awesome God we serve. God is truly good and God is on the throne. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop, P.A. Stewart with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer. Tell your enemies to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer. Tell your family members to tune in. Tell your loved ones to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart, Chief Apostle. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for blessing you. In the midst of all that's going on, God is still in charge. Yes, we are alive and kicking. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning, Germany. Good morning, West Germany. Good morning, South Africa. Good morning, Venezuela. Good morning, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden, Dr. Joe Biden, good morning to you. Carmilla Harris, our Vice President, good morning to you and your spouse. Good morning to all of our world leaders, kings and queens, ambassadors. Good morning to you, all of you, Archbishops Alamasi and King Alamasi. Good morning, Chief Apostles. Good morning to Apostles. Good morning to pastors, doctors, reverends. Good morning, trustees of the church. Good morning to you, you, and you, deacon and deaconess. Good morning to all of the choir members that are singing the songs of Zion. Good morning, Sister Esther. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Sister Gwen, good morning. Mother Annie Green, good morning to you. Mother Mary Robinson, good morning. Good morning to you, Desmond Stewart. Good morning to you, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. Good morning to you. God bless you real good. Good morning to you, Sister Greta, and those mail carriers that are walking faithfully, carrying our mail in all types of weather. Good morning to you, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. To God be the glory, Church of Worship. Good morning, Mother, Minister, Mother, Lady. Good morning to you and your beautiful daughter and sons. Thank God and good morning to you, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Sharon Ricks. Good morning to you and my brothers keepers. We are praying for you. Good morning to you, Minister Yvonne McFadden. Good morning, Rosie Traham. Good morning, Kayla. Good morning. Wake up and smell the coffee. Good morning and get that grits on the table. Good morning to you, Shanita Kelly. Good morning to you, Diamond, Ryel, Zariel. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Ricky Hightower. We pray for you daily. We know that God is good. Getting ready for another birthday, you and Desmond Stewart. Good morning to you, Evangelist Jacknita Taylor. Good morning, Sister Burdetta, you and your blessed family. Good morning, good morning, good morning, praise God. Good morning, Deaconess Phyllis Blue. God is truly good and New Metropolitan Church family. Good morning, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards and Billy Edwards. Good morning to you. God is truly on the throne and God is doing great and mighty things, Tina. Yes, he is. Good morning. God bless you real good. Sheila Rosenberg, good morning to you. Praise the Lord. Pastor Linda Smith, good morning to you. Praise God, he is a healer, isn't he? God is doing great and marvelous things in your life. Good morning to you, Gloria Henson, and to Monique Brown and your family. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Isn't God good? He's allowed to see another day. Good morning, Pastor Reverend Maybelle Hickman. Good morning, Bishop Timmy Lee. Good morning, praise God, Deacon Lee. Good morning. Glory be to God. God is truly good. God is on the throne. And God is blessing you right now. Yes, he is. Good morning, Murray Ann Wintling Elementary School. Good morning, Booker T. Washington High School. Good morning, Sister Jackie Bell. Good morning, Evangelist Jacknita Taylor. Again, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Good morning, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Christopher. Good morning to you, Dr. Bernice Moore, right? Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sheila. Good morning. Yes, God is an awesome God. Good morning and praise God, Lorraine. God is keeping you, watching over you in each and every step of the way. Good morning to all you workers in the vineyard. Good morning to all of our prayer warriors, our intercessory prayer warriors. Good morning to you, Sister Purnell. God is a God, and he's a God all by himself. Continue to praise him, worship him, honor him, and glorify him. Good morning, Dr. Patricia McCray. Good morning, Mercedes. God is still in charge, and God is doing great and mighty things in your life. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Don't let go. Hold on to your faith. God is doing a marvelous thing in your life. Good morning, Elder Don Smith and Elder Annette. Good morning to you. Praise God, LaShawn. God is doing a great and marvelous things, and God will succeed in your life. Amen. Don't hold back. Praise him and glorify him. We don't quite understand what's going on. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory on this day and the days to come. Good morning, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. Good morning. Good morning, New Union Baptist Church. Good morning, New Metropolitan Church. Good morning, Gospel Tabernacle Church. Bishop Reginald Kennedy, good morning to you. God is on the throne. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Then sing my
soul.
Dr. Ron Green and Dr. I'm going to call her Dr. Jill, prayer doctor. Amen. This is us prayer warriors. Yes, how great thou art. He's a healing God. He can do anything but fail. And we can praise him this morning because, yes, he is great. Yes, you're listening to Worldwide Prayer Space Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. Precious Lord, take my hand. When you don't know who to call on our precious Lord, and he will take you home. Yes, he will. Yes, he will hold on to you in times like these. We're walking all alone. We feel like giving up. Say, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Sometimes you feel like you want to go home. Thank you, God.
Well, there was a will on the telephone, and the Georgia song goes down. It's been a long, long time. I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. Going back.
Eternal life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Don't want to make you go home. Praise God. Glorify him. Magnify him. We got eternal life. We got something to be excited about. My sisters, my brothers, don't it make you want to go home? Praise God this morning. Thank God for the old rugged course. Set the atmosphere for praise and for worship. For glorifying him and magnifying him. The almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus, for your rugged cross.
And I love that cross, for the day to stand back, for world the lost sinner proclaimed. So I'll cast your rugged cross. And
thank God for the old rugged cross. You'll exchange it one day for a crown. Thank God. We're all going to get a crown. We're all going to go through our trials and our tribulations. Yes, Sister Barbara Carpenter, of Gospel Tabernacle Church, we're all going to get a crown. No cross, no crown. Thank you, Jesus. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. No cross, no crown. Thank God for our trials and our tribulations. Thank God for our difficult situations. Because he said he would send us a comforter, Denise. Yes, he said he would send us a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost. God is on the throne, and God is still in charge. We thank God for our leadership. We thank God for God placing those in positions of leadership that should be there. We thank God for removing those that are in leadership that should not be there. We thank God for those that are called but not chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And you'll understand it better by and by. We thank God for Jesus. And yes, my dear ones, he is in charge. Someone is saying, I don't see that. You don't need to see it. God knows all and God sees all. And don't forget, you have a choice. You can make that choice this morning to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can accept him this morning. Do you want to do it your way or God's way? This is not Burger King, my dear ones. Not about you having your way. Because your way is not always the right way. We pray let God's will be done. Not my will, but God's will. Thank you, God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in destruction, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life, my dear ones, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our psalm of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even for a snack. Amen. When you want to pick up them potato chips, you want to pick up that cookie, you want to pick up that ice cream, get Psalm 91. No calories. No side effects. Psalm 91. Our psalm of protection. For the people of God. He's already blessed. Thank God for our psalm of protection. 91. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, am thy salvation. Glory be to God. I am thy salvation. and salvation is free. My dear ones, it don't cost you nothing. Give your life to Christ today. Give your life to Christ. Let go and let God. Thank God for salvation. We didn't have to write a check for salvation. We didn't have to go to the ATM machine and pull out some money. We didn't have to go to the bank and sign a deposit slip. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe, Sister Bernadetta. Jesus paid it all. Yes, he did. She needed Kelly. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank God. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy it. I don't care how rich you are. The billionaires can't buy salvation. Salvation is free. Thank you, God. All you got to do is surrender your life to Jesus Christ. As the song is saying, take all of me, not partially, surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You see the difference that he'll make in your life if you just trust God. Total, total, total. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Surrender to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, my dear ones. It don't cost you nothing. And we thank God for Jesus. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. We thank you that we're able to repent this morning of anything that we might have said or done that wasn't pleasing or acceptable in the eyesight of God. He knows exactly what you're doing. He knows exactly where you're going. He knows exactly what you're thinking. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Playing church is over. God knows exactly what you're doing and where you are and what you're thinking at all times. You can't fool God. There's no secret sins. There's no secret sins. Thank you, Jesus. There's no secrets when it comes to the Almighty Living God. We say he's all-knowing. He's everywhere. Thank you, God. There's no secret sins. You can't keep no secrets from the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually, physically, and financially. God is going to take care of you. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment at the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bring a wicked device to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. You got an inheritance waiting for you. Thank you, God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, glory be to God, because you're meek does not mean you're weak. But the meek shall what? Inherit the earth. And shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. There's nothing like peace, my dear ones. Nothing like peace. And God said he'll give us an abundance of peace. If your life is a ball of confusion, there's something wrong. Something wrong, as the temptations say. Ball of confusion? God didn't come to give us no confusion in our lives. He came to give us order. Our God is a God of order. If there's always something going on wrong, you better think about it. Always somebody else's fault, never your fault, you better think about it. And you know what? You need to pray about it. Sit right down and write yourself a letter. What's going on? Dear God, what am I doing wrong? Dear God, what am I saying? What am I thinking wrong? Sit down and write yourself a letter to yourself and not to someone else. I always want to tell somebody else off. Everybody else is wrong but you. My God, my God, my God. In the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of everything that's going on in the world, God will bless us with the abundance of peace if we delight ourselves in the Lord. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that this day is coming. You ain't got to laugh. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as upright conversation. Are your conversations upright? Are your conversations always blaming someone else? Are your conversations always putting someone else down? Watch your conversations. Your conversations, my dear one, should be uplifting, encouraging, motivating, right conversation. Their sword shall enter their own hearts and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for a little bit. Thank you for the little things. Thank you, God. I'm going to take it one day at a time. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. That's the word of God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Yes, if you're one of his righteous ones, he's upholding you. The Lord will fight your battle. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Are you one of the upright ones? Are you one of the righteous ones? The word of God says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous, not those trashy, filthy prayers, condemning prayers, I prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Forever. The Lord knows. Yes, he does. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. That was Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yes, it is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord or shall stand in his holy place? He that hath what kind of hands? Clean hands. Clean hands. And a pure heart. Who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Shiloh. Lift up your heads, men and women of God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, men and women of God, prayer warriors. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Praise you, God. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Not your money. Not your education. Not your good looks. Not your conversations that lie, lie, lie. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shiloh. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to glorify him and magnify him. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. I don't have to wait until Sunday morning. I don't have to wait until Wednesday night Bible study. I ain't got to wait until Friday night in church. You are the church, my sisters and my brothers. You are the church. That's a building. That's a temple. That's a mosque. You are the church. Your church should be wherever you are. Thank you, God. The word of God says, forsake not the assembling of the saints. Yes, we want to assemble together. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to have a location where we can assemble together. And we thank God for the body of Christ. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for blessing us over and over and over again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this conversation. We welcome you into this prayer session. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Did the disciples say, teach us how to pray? Uh-huh. Teach us how to pray, Lord. Teach us how to pray. We need you. We need you right now. You don't need us. We need you. I want to talk to you again about the miraculous power in the name Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. The early Christians invoked the miracle consciousness by inviting, intoning the name Christ Jesus. And reading the Acts and the writings of Paul and his co-workers, they find that they describe the living presence of the resurrected Christ, not so much as Jesus Christ, who was the name of the man of Nazareth, but as Christ Jesus, who was a universal, resurrected Christ presence, who had been the man of Nazareth while on earth, but who had become Lord of his planet, of the earth, of his world, when making its incision. When the early Christians realized that Jesus was not dead, but had ascended into the powerful, universal presence that could appear and disappear to help them as needed, they gathered in an upper room in Jesus' name. Yes, they gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem and remained there for many days. My God, my God, my God. We don't want to stay in church for an hour. But they gathered together in the upper room in Jerusalem and remain there for many days. Are you willing to wait on the Lord? Are you willing to gather and sit and be still and wait on the Lord, encouraging one another? Are you willing to sit and wait on the Lord, calling on his name, calling on his presence, and intoning his name over and over again, sitting in the upper room, calling on the name of Jesus? When you're going through a trial, when you're going through a situation, and you don't know what to do, you need to sit and be still and just call upon the name Jesus and watch God work a miracle for you. Sit and be still and just call on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. And watch some breakthroughs take place in your life. Watch some breakthroughs take place in your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. Watch healing take place in your body. Calling upon the name Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God, you want a miracle today? Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Be still and know that I am God. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. When you feel like giving up, when your friends have turned their back on you, when others lie about you, when you think you're going to lose your job, and if you get that pink slip, you say Jesus Christ. When your mortgage's not paid, your rent is not paid, children acting up, your friends won't listen to you, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Be still and know that I'm God. Call on his name over and over and over again. My God, my God, my God. The disciples remained there for days in the upper room. It was after running into his miracle presence and power that they then went forth to establish Christianity in the entire ancient world. In the entire ancient world. We should be witnessing, telling others how good God is, letting others know that there's power in that name, Jesus Christ, that Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross for you and for I, that God sent his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for each and every one of us. He who knew no sin, his miracle presence and power went forth to establish Christianity in the entire ancient world. A magnificent fear by any standard, even today. You ought to call upon the name of Jesus Christ in your home. When you wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ. These early Christians produced miracles by calling on the name Christ Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, God, for your miracle working power. There's something about that name, Jesus. Something about that name, Jesus. The federal government, Social Security Administration, asked me to come and do a prayer for them. But, they said, you can't say in the name of Jesus. There's something about that name Jesus, my dear ones. I said, I pray in the name of Jesus all the time. I won't even attempt not to say Jesus Christ when I close my prayer. No, I will not. You can't pay me $1 million not to call upon the name of Jesus Christ in my prayers. There's something about that name Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Federal government, you better wake up, Social Security Administration. You better wake up. They didn't want me to say Jesus, in Jesus' name. My God, look at what they're missing out on by not calling upon the name of Jesus. We ought to pray for that Social Security Administration and that women's group. My God, they need Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Those early Christians produced miracles by calling on the name Christ Jesus. Thus, along with affirming the name of Jesus Christ, which awakens within you the same healing, watch out, prospering miracle power that Jesus, the man of Nazareth, had. You can invite into your midst the universal Christ presence that fills and surrounds this earth by affirming the name Christ Jesus. Yes, you can. Call upon the name Christ Jesus as Paul and the early Christians and disciples did, the followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You will find a far different vibration is aroused by intoning these two names. Thank you, God. Thank you for your precious son, Jesus. When you affirm it over and over again, Jesus Christ, 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 a vibrant, alive, warm, electric feeling comes alive within you and within your circumstances. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. You will produce almost instantaneous results of good. Call upon that name, Jesus. As you walk in the streets, walk in the halls in your job, in the restroom on your job, in the break room on your job, call upon the name Jesus Christ. When somebody's cussing you out, just say Jesus Christ. calling you everything but a child of God. Just say Jesus Christ. When you don't know where to go, what direction to go in, get lost, drive in your car, call on Jesus Christ. I need you to give me a sense of direction, not GPS. Call on Jesus Christ. Call on JC. Jesus Christ, I need you right now to lead me in the right direction. I need you this morning with my disobedient son or daughter. Jesus Christ, I need you with my disobedient grandchild. I need you, Jesus Christ, on my job, in my home. I need you, Jesus Christ, as I'm flying in the airplane, riding the train, riding the bus, in the helicopter. I need you, Jesus Christ, in the break room. I need you, Jesus Christ, right now. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Whereas when you affirm over and over again the name Christ Jesus, you will find it involves a far more impersonal vibration, which seems to work more quietly, more slowly, and more universal everywhere. No matter where you are, he will hear you and answer your prayer. By some levels of your spiritual growth, you will find soul satisfaction in decreeing one name. In other areas of your growth, you will be spiritually fed and satisfied only by decreeing the other name. Even as miracle power contains great soul satisfaction and opens the way for great and growth, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, he's still the same. A young lady described the power released in calling out the name Christ Jesus. The Christ Jesus name is an embodying name, causing one to see embodying of beauty, wealth, fresh life. Fresh life. The word embody, which Ms. Hopkins made a significant point of using twice in her short sentence, means to give bodily form, to give definite, tangible, or visible form, to give defined, tangible, or visible form, to collect. By calling over and over again the name Christ Jesus, you can give definite, tangible, visible form. In your prayers, you can collect good. In your prayers, you give a visible form. You can see it. Tangible. I see the blessings of the Lord all over me. I feel his healing power. I feel the presence of the Almighty Living God. I feel my healing taking place. I feel my deliverance taking place. I know of a small prayer group whose members had spent years dwelling upon the name Jesus Christ and felt the time had come to begin meditating on the name Christ Jesus. As they did so, they literally saw the embodying of beauty, wealth, fresh life. Fresh life. 2023, God has set you free. Many changes came into affairs and situations and relationships. Changes on their jobs, places of residence, the acquisitions of new cars, clothes, and homes. A much deeper spiritual insight seemed there in facing the challenges of life. And how great to meet them victoriously. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. Why are you murmuring and complaining? Thank you, God. Why are you murmuring and complaining? You got victory in Jesus Christ. Victoriously intoning the Christ Jesus name. Their prayer consciousness noticeably deepened and strengthened. It can prove so for you today. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ, my dear ones. Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Same man. Thank God. Same spirit. Thank God. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Along with intoning the various names for Christ Jesus consciousness, another way to invoke his miracle consciousness is by meditating upon and picturing the white light of the Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. Yes, he is. There's brightness in that name. There's no darkness in the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light, and he's the light of the world. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. An individual had entangled human relations problem filled with conflict and confusion that cleared up quickly when a praying onlooker quietly surrounded the situation and all the people in power invoked with pure white light of Christ. Though this was a situation that had been filled with confusion, a lot of you have situations filled with confusion, hard feelings, and conflict for several years. Some of you have been going through things for years. Within a matter of weeks, it had been quickly resolved as the light of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Almighty Living God was released to penetrate that situation, that individual, those individuals. Jesus is the light of the world. In another instance, it seemed like a domineering personality was going to overpower a small organization and gain a willful foothold for selfish, personal reasons. Yes, everybody don't want to be with you for the same reason. We have some Jezebel spirits walking the earth in our homes, in our churches, in our communities. And they would want to come in and take over. But one of the members of this organization began decreeing that it was surrounded by the pure white light of Christ. Thank you, God. Into which nothing negative would penetrate and out which only good would come. You got to speak it into existence. Call upon that name, Jesus Christ. That domineering, overpowering spirit, that Jezebel spirit would not overtake, but God is set up. Thank you, God. The domineering personality soon began to lose interest in that organization, in that church. Uh-huh. You got some domineering personalities right in the body of Christ that God have not placed there. Many are called, but few are chosen. The domineering personality soon began to lose interest in that church, and later disassociated from it completely. Ha! Won't God fight your battles? Call upon the name of Jesus. Let the light of Jesus Christ shine upon you, on your job, as you walk in. They'll see that brightness, that light of Jesus Christ, as you walk into any situation. Fear will dissolve. Thank you, God. And everybody got released. Thank you, God. Instead of thinking of yourself or others as problem written, downcast, limited, and bound to unhappy conditions, begin to surround yourself in your powerful meditation periods with the pure white light of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Saturate yourself with the light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Thank you, God. I'm a child of the light, and I walk in the light. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Let there be light. I am a child of the light, and I walk in the light. Thank you, God. This decree has been known to heal those who appear to be dying. Fill yourself and your world with the light. Thank you, God. The miracle of answered prayer will begin coming your way. Let there be light. My God, my God, my God. Didn't he speak it into existence? Your words. Your words have power. Watch your words. Stop those negative thoughts this year. Let there be light. I am a child of the light, and I walk in the light. You no longer walk in darkness, men and women of God. Jesus is the light of the world. As the song say, walk in the light, that beautiful light. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, men and women of God. Watch your thoughts, your words, your actions. Jesus is the light of the world. Thank you, God. We come before you this morning, Father God, thanking you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see one more day, to see the light of the world as we walk in the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. We invoke the power of the Almighty Living God for healing and deliverance. We pray, Father God, that your presence will be with us in every situation and every decision that we make today. We invoke your presence, Father God, in the nursing homes, the hospitals, behind the prison walls. We invoke your presence, Father God, on our jobs, in our schools, our colleges, and universities. We invoke the presence of the Almighty Living God in our hearts, our mind, our spirits, and our souls. We invoke the presence of the Almighty Living God in our neighborhoods, our cities, our counties, our cities, and our states, and to the world. Jesus is the light of the world. We invoke the spirit of the Almighty Living God, that this light will shine as we walk into any situation. That you reveal to us who you are as we continue to trust in you. Hold on to you, your unchanging hand. I decree and declare the light of Jesus Christ will be with you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. That he'll send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. That he'll touch every worker in his vineyard. Touch their minds right now, Father God. Let their minds be on you and not focus on the things of the world. Touch their eyes that they may see the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Burns the light of Jesus Christ in their hearts, in their spirits. We come against anything that's not of you. Father God, we pray right now for healing in someone's body that have cried out to you all night long. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. We invoke the light of Jesus Christ on that person that's receiving surgery right now. We invoke the light of Jesus Christ of the individuals that feel like giving up. We invoke the light of Jesus Christ in our lives, every step of the way. Touch, Father God, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, his wife, Sister Nettie. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Dr. Alice Poole Davis. Touch right now, Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson. Thank you, Jesus, for touching and blessing Archbishop Alabasi, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, his wife and his family in its entirety. Mother Annie Green, touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Father God. Heal and deliver those that have called upon you for prayer. Make a way out of nowhere to someone standing in need of a home. Provide them with shelter, Father God, in a safe haven. Thank you, God. God will not have us homeless. And we thank you right now, Father God, for blessing someone with shelter. Thank you, Jesus, with a home for their family and their loved ones in a safe place, Father God. Walk a miracle right now in the name of Jesus for that dear one that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing what step to go in. Heal and deliver. We know you can do it, and we depend upon you right now, Father God. Miracle, signs, and wonders. You said that we shall do greater things in times like these. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We receive our miracle right now. Jesus, the light of the world. write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend to tune in to Teaching Ministry on Prayer. Write to me and send me your prayer request. Yes, write to me and send me your request. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to send out your prayer rug. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Yes, God is real, and he's real in your soul and my soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Thank you, God. Bless your people under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare a spirit of peace